Guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Growing with the Flow. I'm joking. I don't care if this isn't your favorite podcast, no offense taken, but still, welcome back. I hope you are having a nice day, morning, afternoon, evening, and thanks for tuning in. That's really quite nice of you. Today's episode is going to be about fear, which is a topic that I guess is a bit more random. But I made a list like a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, of like just you guys' suggestions and also just ideas that I had for future episodes. And I was flicking through this morning. I was like, which one do I want to plan out? Which one looks good? And it caught my eye. So that's why we're here. And I hope you enjoy it. So how was my week? I have had an okay week. I don't know. I haven't really done that much this week. I've been in the library quite a bit. It's rained a lot this week, which was not fun. Like, I think Monday and Tuesday, or Sunday and Monday, it rained all day, like straight, like it didn't stop, which was just painful. I don't mind the rain, like it's quite cozy, but I don't like when it rains all the time because it's just inconvenient. Like, how am I gonna go places? And it's also not cold enough for my like big winter coat, really. So then I'm just like, what do I wear? Because it needs to be waterproof, but I don't really have, like, I don't have a raincoat. There was one sunny day, which was really nice. And I went and got donuts with Rachel and Darcy, which was really good. There's this place called Considerate, which is all vegan donuts. And they are unreal, like so good. I think the one I had was hazelnut praline, and they both had s'mores. And it was great. We just sat in the meadows in the sun, really enjoyed it that day. And yeah, haven't really done much else. I had bow earning on Wednesday, which is like the first social, I guess, of the cheer year. So it's meant to be like you earn your bow, like by going to the social. I don't know, like just because it's the first one and stuff. And then obviously we wear bows when we compete. Yeah, that was fun. I dressed up as a cat. We had to all dress up as like different animals, and we were in families, and my family was domestic animals. So I just went as a cat. I think I literally got the easiest one of everyone in the whole club, but that was nice. And I went into town yesterday with Neve, did a lot of shopping, which was actually quite bad. Like, I just bought loads of like stuff that I needed, but I left like, Jesus Christ, that was kind of expensive. But I'm glad I have, like, I didn't buy anything, like, too rash. So, it's not the worst thing in the world. But yeah, I haven't really got much to report from this week. It was a good week. Gratitudes. My first one is movies. I have never been a movie gal. I don't really like movies. I kind of have a passionate hate for the cinema. I know some people are going to be listening to this, like, what the hell? How can you not like the cinema? Because some people are, like, passionate lovers. I just really don't enjoy it. Like, I just feel kind of like, I think the issue for me is like, I can't relax and watch a movie out. Like, I need to watch it at home. Like, I can't just like sit back and relax. I'm in real clothes, and I know you can wear like cozy, like comfy stuff to the cinema, but I just feel like I can't wear my literal pajama shorts, can I? And then also just like the fact that other people have sat in the chairs, and like, it's just not as comfy and cozy as at your house. Also, my attention span, like, I don't really like, a movie is quite a long, the thing is, I'll say, like, oh, movies are so long, but I'll happily watch, like, 4 hours of a TV show, or, like, sit watching YouTube for 2 hours, which is the exact same thing, but just the idea of committing to a movie, like, you can't switch, I think that's what gets me. But this week, I watched 2 movies, which is impressive for me. Basically, I think Neve went out yesterday, and I can't remember why I watched one the other day. Oh, it was just in the middle of the day and I was just doing nothing. But I watched 2 movies this week, 2 new movies, and I loved them both with an absolute passion. Like, they were unbelievable. Top 3 favorite movies ever. I think they're both good. Yeah, either top 3 or top 5. I loved both. So the first one I watched was Lion, which, and I'm sure you guys will have all seen these films, but I am genuinely, like, it's known in my friendship group that, like, I haven't seen any movies. Like, if people are like, oh, have you seen this movie, it's always like, haha, you won't have seen it, because I literally have seen no movies, and I haven't seen even like classics, like High School Musical. I don't know if I can call that a classic, but you know what I mean, just like movies that you assume everyone has watched. I haven't seen those. Don't know why. We just didn't watch like that stuff when we were little. And then I'm not going to watch it now for the first time, you know. Lion. Oh my God, it was unbelievable. So it's this true story, or it's based on this true story. And it's about this boy. He lives in like a little village in India. And then he's out at night, like looking for work and stuff with his brother. And then he accidentally, like, he gets on a train, like, looking for his brother, and then the train leaves. So it's all an accident. He's not meant to be on the train. And then he can't get off for, like, 2 days. He ends up in a whole different region. They speak a different, like, language. And then he's kind of just, like, alone in this whole new town or city. And then he eventually ends up getting adopted by an Australian couple. So then he moves to Australia. And then the journey, like, the movie is about his journey, like, you know, with all of that baggage and trying to find it, like, find his mum and his, like, brother from in India when, like, it's just a crazy story. So he's only 5 years old, I think, 5 or 6, when he gets on the train. And it's a true story. Like, all of that legitimately happened. You can watch, like, the interviews of the guy who is legit that person. And it's crazy. And it was just, oh, it was such a good movie. I cried so much. I watched that on Friday, actually. And then I watched the other one on Saturday. So I've really been like, movie. I cried so much. It was one of those movies where you don't just cry at the end, like you cry within the movie, which is just so impressive. And it was so moving. And I just loved it. It was so good. It's called Lion. If you haven't watched it, I'd really recommend. And then I also watched Call Me By Your Name, which is like extremely popular. So I'm assuming that like most of you will have watched that. But if not, I'll give a quick summary. So it's about this boy and his parents are in, they have like a house in Italy. I think they just go there in the summer. And then the dad has this student come and do his, like, what would you call it? Like a research person. So he's just like living with them for the summer, working with the dad a bit, but like not all the time, you know, just kind of like enjoying like a summer in Italy, which is looked unreal. Also, side note, it was just such a beautifully shot movie. Like, it was very, very pretty and just aesthetically pleasing. And like, really, really liked the, like, the director or whatever, because it was like a very pretty movie. Yeah, okay. And then so basically these, like, the son and the student guy, like, kind of hang out all summer, and then right at the end they realize that, like, they were in love with each other. And oh, it's just actually so painful to watch. Like, I'm not gonna say any more because I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but it's just so sad watching, knowing that, like, and like, especially with the ending. Oh, it was such a good movie though. I really, really liked it. I can't believe, like, I watched two great movies this week. People have recommended me those for like a while and I'm always like, nah, but I'm glad I watched. So that's my first gratitude, is movies, because that was fun. And then my second one is I have planned something fun with Amy next week, which I don't know. I was sitting long and hard trying to think of a second gratitude. And I had loads of just like, oh, my room, or like, oh, it's quite sunny today, or oh, I'm gonna have a nice breakfast, things like that, where it's like, no one cares. Like, I'm just trying to think of something fun. But me and Amy have planned to go surfing next weekend, which is really, really cool. And I'm really excited. I think that'll be fun. So that's my other gratitude. And then my wins for the week. I went to the library at 9 a.m. 4 days this week, or like 9/half 9, which is impressive. I'm impressed with that. So that's a big win. And then my second one is that I have been doing a bit more crocheting. I've made some progress on the blanket that I was making. And yeah, don't ask me about the cardigan. I may or may not have not even brought it to uni, and it's just sat in London, not making any progress. But no hate, please, like, the cardigan, please hold me accountable. But also, I'm not in a rush. I think I was being mean to myself about the cardigan for a while, just being like, you need to finish it, but it's just a plain white cardigan, and like, it's probably always gonna fit, and it's probably always gonna be in style, so like, I can finish it whenever. But yeah, I've made some progress on the blanket. The blanket's much easier because there's not like, you don't have to keep changing what you're doing. You're just, now I've got the hang of like the pattern. I'm just kind of repeating it until the blanket's big enough. So it's a lot more like a brain dead kind of activity. I was crocheting last night while I was watching the movie. So yeah, okay, right, we're gonna get into today's episode, which is all about fear. So I want to discuss like my fears, what I think about fear, and like fear as a concept. And then I've also asked for your fears and like your thoughts and stuff on the Instagram, growingwiththeflow_podcast. So that's like the plan for today's episode. So I've written down 5 things that I'm scared of, which was actually a little bit difficult. I was thinking, like, what are my actual true fears? Because I don't think that I want to say I don't scare easy, but I think probably I do. I don't know. I have like quite a few fears, but I'd say most of them are more like social than like spiders or something. But I'll read you the ones I've written. So the first one is crowds. This is like a random fear that I don't actually know if I still have. So when I was 17, I went to a festival and I was always fine with crowds, like it's all good. And then I went to this festival and I remember we saw Two Door Cinema Club and we were like quite far forward for them. Obviously, if you're quite far forward, it's going to be really like jam-packed. And that experience, I think, put me off crowds. Like, it just gave me the fear for crowds because there was a lot of like drunk people just like falling all over you. And do you know what it is? I always feel like if I was to drop dead in a crowd, you'd kind of just get trampled. No one would be able to help you. Like, it would just be it for you. And I think that's what I don't like about it, because if I'm at the edge of a crowd, like if there's a barrier in front, like right in front of me or something, and I could escape if I needed to, I feel like I'd be fine. But it's just like being in the middle of a crowd, I don't know. It's quite hard because obviously I haven't really had the chance like for a year and a half to be in a crowd. So I don't know how I'd feel about them now. I think maybe it was just like from that one event that I was scared and like I'd be okay now, but I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, crowds is the first one. The second one is being buried alive or like suffocating. I contemplated putting this one down because it's like everyone's scared of that, but I think I'm like actively scared of it, whereas like everyone's scared of sharks, but I don't ever think about sharks. Like I'd be scared of them if there was one right there, but I wouldn't say I think about, oh, I'm so scared of sharks ever. Whereas I do think about the fact that like being buried alive, that scares me so much. Like suffocating and just like I don't know. No, I don't like the idea of that. Like suffocating. I didn't swallow a pill like till I was 14. That was like one of my biggest fears, is like I can't swallow pills. I also just couldn't do it. Like I would always just swallow the water and not the pill, but I worked out how to do it at like 14. I remember once maybe it was like my 15th birthday or something, maybe even 16th, and I like sat down and I was just like trying for ages to swallow a pill because I was like, I have to be able to do this now. Now I'm fine. Like I take like 5 vitamins and I just swallow them all at once and that's fine. It was just a fear in the moment, I think, but once I got over it, it was fine. So yeah, crowds and being buried alive are my two main classic fears, or like, think, you know what I mean, like physical fear. And then I've also written letting people down, having regrets, and I didn't know how to phrase it, but I've just written like certain social situations, that's the fear for me. Like I'm trying to think of an example, but like having to talk to somebody, or like, you know, when you go somewhere new and you're like not sure where you're going and you have to ask the receptionist or something like that. I hate that. That's the worst thing ever. But yeah, letting people down. I never ever want to let anyone down. And even sometimes at the cost of like my own happiness, I feel like it just scares me, the idea of like not being able to like be who they want or like need me to be. But that's not really fair, because I think obviously you should just be who you want and need to be. And then also regrets. I always, whenever I'm like contemplating a decision, I always think, I don't want to look back and regret this. That's like my whole thing. I always try and think of like, okay, so thinking from the future, would I regret this? Rather than just being like, in this moment, do I want to do this? And that's maybe not that helpful. Yeah, I don't really have any regrets now. Like I have a few things that I could think about, like I would behave differently. But I don't have any big decisions I regret, or like, I wouldn't change anything, but I would maybe like, I don't know, behave slightly differently or go about the same thing in a different way. And I just really wouldn't want to have, I don't know, because I have this theory that like, as humans, we're wired to not have regrets because they're quite difficult to deal with. Whenever I think back to like big decisions I've made, like when I moved schools, when I went to uni, when I joined cheer, you know, things like that, when I applied for a year abroad, things like that, which are like kind of big decisions. When I look back, I'm always like, oh, I'm so glad I made that decision. I made the right decision. But I also kind of know that if I'd made the other decision, I'd still look back and think, oh, I'm glad I made that decision. Like, I feel like I'm wired. Maybe this is my coping mechanism to kind of look back on things and be like, that was what was meant to be. I made the right choice. Like, I don't regret that at all. And I think as long as you're in like an okay position, there's always the theory that like, well, if I changed anything, I wouldn't be where I am now. But yeah, regret. I don't want to have regrets. I think my first experience with like fear was at diving. So I used to do diving when I was, I want to say like 8 to 11, 7 to 11 maybe, like age 7 to 11. So I was like really young. And I was always, my mum always jokes about it still. Like, it was such a classic me to be scared to do a dive that, like, I could do or, like, I was being asked to do. And I mean, like, platform, like, springboard diving, not scuba diving. And I'd always just be, like, stood on the end of the board, like, practically in tears, being like, I can't do it. Like, I don't trust myself. Like, and thing is, a lot of the times it wasn't anything could really go wrong because it wasn't, like, especially if it's a low board and you're going into water, like, it's not going to go that badly wrong. But that's kind of like what I think about as my first experience with fear. And like, I was scared. And that's, yeah, the first time I can remember like being scared. I'm sure I was scared before that. Like, fear is, I guess, like a protective measure, like the same way that, like, I don't know, babies cry if they're in hot water or something. Like, it's because they're like, you're meant to be scared of things that are like harmful to you, you know? So obviously I was scared before that, but like, that's what I think back as like my proper first fears. And I remember as I like got older as well, I would get more scared. There's so many things like that where it's like, as a kid, you're just like, whatever, let's just do it. And then you get older and it's like, wait, no, that's actually doesn't make that much sense. That's kind of scary. Yeah. Another fear I want to talk about is like the fear of the future, because I think this is something that we're all scared of, right? Like, you don't want it to become overwhelming, but I do think that every person has surely a little bit of fear of the future, like fear of the unknown. You don't know what's coming. You don't know, even especially like at my age, but like, yeah, I feel like if you're in uni or like school or like you just a few years post-grad or whatever, you still have quite a lot of like decision, like the actions you make can impact like your whole life, and everything's still kind of like up to play for, I guess, which definitely scares me. I'd say I'm like a bit scared of the future, but I'm more scared of making the wrong decisions, which would lead me to a bad future. I don't think the actual idea, nah, it does scare me a bit. Like the idea of just like next year, like I'm gonna pack up this room, like put all my stuff in the car, drive home and I never come back. Like that gives me a fear a little bit. Like what the hell am I gonna be doing in at this time in a year? I have no clue. That gives me the fear a bit, but it's also a bit like exciting. And I also just wanted to say one little I don't know, snippet. Being brave is not having no fears. It's like overcoming your fears. So even if you have like 100 fears on your list of fears, I feel like that makes you even braver, right? Like the more things that you're like facing and overcoming, that's the more brave, that's the braver you are. So those are just some of my thoughts and my fears and stuff. But I think fear is just such an interesting topic because it can so easily like rule your whole life. But at the same time, surely a little bit of fear is healthy because it shows that you care, shows that you want to make the right decisions. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read through what you guys said were your fears, which will be interesting. So I said, what are you scared of? Okay, failure, death, rejection. Rejection, I think, is a huge one. I think we're all scared of rejection. The sadness will last forever and I'm never going to be happy again. Okay. Firstly, I wish you all the best. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you're doing okay. And remember, if you like need help, reach out. But I will say, yes, I can like kind of relate to this. I think especially when you're young, it's like scientifically proven that any emotion you feel kind of feels like it's going to last forever. It's very hard to like project into the future. So like if you're 14 years old and you're really sad, it's very hard to imagine the fact that that will ever get better. And yeah, I think that's scary for everyone. Like if you're in a rough patch or you're going through something not so fun, or if something like really sad or like bad has happened to you, I 100% think that like it's so natural to be scared that that feeling will never go away. I don't want to promise you anything, but like I used to think that as well, and it definitely did go away. So I hope for the best for you. Okay, next one. The unknown and what I can't control. Not ever feeling enough to myself. Losing loved ones. That's a very like classic one, and I think we're all scared of that. That does give me like that's very scary as well. I think especially like people like really close to you that you just can't imagine not having. But however, I really try, or not try, like I just don't think about that much. Talking to strangers on the phone. Oh my God. Okay. This was one of my fears, is the phone. I cannot talk on the phone. And then I had a job where I worked in like the office, like when I was lifeguarding, we'd do like some of the time in the office and you'd have to answer the phone, and that cured my fear. So some fears, it's like you just have to face them and then eventually go away. Not knowing what the future holds, and climate change. Again, I think that's very like top of a lot of people's minds at the moment as well. Not finding my place in the world. I get that as well, actually. I feel like I'm scared of that. You know what I think about? It's like, when I'm like 50, 60, 70, I just want to be like, yeah, I'm like, I'm in the right place. I found the right people. I lived my life, or I'm living my life as I should be. I feel like that's very scary, actually. Not finding your place in the world. Like, just feeling completely out of place. Yeah, definitely agree. Loneliness. Dentists of all kinds. Wasting time / years of my life and looking back with big regrets. I feel that as well. However, I think that one's like, I try, spending time worrying about wasting time is a waste of time. So it's kind of like counterproductive. Like, what are we doing here, you know? So I try to like, I think what's more important maybe is like focus on like the moment rather than, I don't know. If you try to make every moment special, it's like you're trying too hard. Missing out. FOMO. That's a big fear. Working out hard enough and never achieving my goals. Climate and nature crisis. Not being good enough. Insects. My love not being reciprocated. Failure. Not finding out what I want to do in the future. Being stuck where I am for the rest of my life. No growth. 100%. I know I've said it before, but like that TikTok where she was like, imagine if you were in the exact same place in 5 years. That's scary. That is not good vibes. You don't want to be like not progressing. That's definitely scary. Not being successful, rejection. Quite a lot of people saying insects. People thinking I'm boring. I always worry about that as well. Never finding a partner. Losing loved ones, being lonely. A lot of these are coming up like multiple times. So if that makes you feel any better, we're all scared of the same stuff. People thinking I'm crazy, not living the life I envisioned, being alone and birds. Interesting. Not choosing the right uni course, hurting somebody who loves me, snakes. My brother's got an absolute phobia of snakes, and it's like kind of funny. When we were in India, I remember there was one time where I was like, I don't remember the story really, but like this woman had a snake and I like sat by and like took a picture and stuff. And my brother was like not going anywhere near. He was so scared. And then when we were in Canada, we saw a snake. And again, he was so scared, even though that was like 10 years later. And it's so funny that he has this massive fear. Like whenever we use the hose at home, like to water the garden or whatever, I'm always like, oh, it's a snake. And he every time he falls for it, because he's just so petrified. The ocean, social situations, losing someone close to me in heights. Heights is my dad's biggest fear. I don't know what my mum's is. She's kind of indestructible. Like, I can't think of anything she's scared of. Like, obviously she's scared of stuff, but like, she's not scared of like anything, actually, thinking about it. My dad's definitely scared of heights. Kishan's scared of spiders. I'd say my one of those would be buried alive or crowds. Maybe it's claustrophobia that I don't like, or like in like enclosed spaces, because that's kind of a similar fear. I don't know what my mum's is though. She's genuinely not scared of anything. Maybe car crashes. Everyone's scared of that though. I don't know. Being misunderstood, people thinking I'm stupid. I have that fear as well. I always think, like, you know, when you're lying in bed thinking about stuff you said and you're like, that made me look stupid, or that made me seem boring. Such a classic. Not being talented enough, being alone, being forgotten, not living up to my expectations. Okay, this is kind of not that positive, so we're going to move on to your thoughts on fear. So I said, any thoughts on fear, are they helpful? Do you feel like they inhibit you? What's a fear you've overcome? Anything? So we're just going to chat through and see what's happening. It is what makes us get outside our comfort zone, try new things, and leads to personal growth. I agree. I think if you weren't scared of anything, nothing, you'd never get that satisfaction of like having done something you're scared of. Like, you know, when you like leave something that you were scared of, like a job interview, or even just like meeting up with a new person, and you have that kind of like adrenaline rush of just like, oh, I did it. You'd be robbing yourself of that feeling if you weren't scared of anything. Every time I leave therapy, I'm always like kind of on a bit of a high, because it's like I was nervous to go, and it's like a vulnerable thing to do, you know. And then when I'm leaving, I always am just like, oh, I feel so good right now, where like having overcome the fear, especially if it's something you've been worrying about for a while. Like, I need to go meet my dissertation supervisor, and I am just, I don't know why I'm nervous. I need to just like send her an email so that I've like committed myself to going. But I'm just like, oh, I don't want to, because I feel it's like imposter syndrome, where I feel like I don't know what to ask, or like I don't want to ask a question and her be like, surely you know that, you know. So I'm just putting it off. But I know, like, when I leave the meeting, I will be buzzing. I will be so happy having finished that. So yeah, you're right. I think you need to get outside your comfort zone and like have fear. And I think sometimes your fear tells you like the things you need to be doing. Like, if I find that I'm really scared to do something, and that makes me be like, oh, maybe I should do it. Like, I remember when I was scared of like driving places, or like driving somewhere I'd never been, or like going on the motorway, I always thought maybe I'll offer to drive, or like I should drive there, or, you know, because I don't like having all these things that I can't in quotes do because of fear. So I think sometimes your fear kind of tells you like, hey, maybe you should give that thing a go. Somebody says, I've overcome the fear of going outside because of COVID. Now I feel free. I think fears are a waste of thinking. We're all on a rock in space. Just live and be happy. Okay. I kind of love the rock in space. Like, we're all just like ants on a rock floating through the universe. Like, why does anything matter? I don't think that means that fears are a waste of thinking, but I agree with you about the rock in space. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, if I'm having a stressful day, I'm worrying about one thing that I said, or like one small assignment that I've got. I'm just a dot on a rock floating through the universe. Like, I don't matter at all. And I find that so comforting. I know some people don't like the idea of like thinking about the universe and how small we are, but I find that really nice. And just, yeah, that's like a comforting thought for me. Somebody said, fear stop you from doing so many things that would take you further in life. I kind of agree. But I think to a certain extent, you need the fears, like I said. But like, for example, I was going to say used to, I'm definitely still have this issue, but like scared of what people will think of me, or like if I do this, what will people think? Like, when I wanted to start a YouTube channel when I was 16, I wanted to start a YouTube channel when I was like 14, but I started one when I was 16. I made like 2 videos, and then I was like, no, I'm too scared of what people will think of me. This is like, I can't do this. And I deleted them, and like, you know, deleted everything. And I sometimes do think, I wonder what my life would be if I'd started YouTube then. Like, would I have made loads of videos? Like, maybe it would have flopped. Maybe I would have been rubbish and given up straight away. Or maybe, like, it could have been really good. Who knows? But I think fear was what held me back from doing that, because I was like scared of what people were going to say about me. And eventually, you know, turned 18, left school, moved on, and I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll just do it, whatever. I think eventually you can overcome like any fear that you have. And I know that's like a small example, and it's not that, it wasn't that huge of a fear, and like obviously it wasn't that difficult to overcome, but like I like to think that anything I'm scared of, I could do. Sometimes I just sit myself down and I'm like, well, that person's done it, so why can't I? I try to think of the best possible outcome to gain control and achieve a balance. Sometimes I think about the worst possible outcome, because often it's not that bad. And then you're like, oh, okay, well, worst case scenario, I go to this job interview and I don't get the job. That's literally the same situation I'm in now, where if I go to the interview and fail, then nothing lost. It's not like I have the job and I'm getting fired. It's, you just don't have the job, but you don't have it now anyway. So sometimes I think about like the worst case scenario. I don't think that's always helpful though, because it's a little bit like, especially sometimes with like health things, you know, like you get like a random spot and then you start Googling and you're like, what's that? And you go to the worst case scenario all the time. But I think for some situations, worst case scenario brings things to perspective and you're like, okay, well, the worst case scenario isn't even bad, so what am I scared of? As somebody with anxiety, fears feel unhelpful, but to an extent it can help you be brave. Yeah, I agree. Like, you need some fear to overcome. I feel like a lot of life is overcoming fear. Like, a lot of the purpose, I feel, is like doing things I'm scared of. And I wonder if like other people feel that, or like no one knows what the meaning of life is. It's, I guess there's no meaning, it's kind of whatever you make it. But like, to me, I think whenever I do something I'm really scared of, that definitely feels like the right thing to be doing, you know? Having no fears is impossible. I feel like it's unreasonable to expect people to get over their fears. I think get over is the wrong phrase. Like, you don't have to like eliminate all fear and just live fear free. But like, the bravest thing to do is to like confront your fears and like actually do the thing. I like, a lot of people are scared of like opening up about their emotions. I'm kind of scared of that. And I feel like that's one of those things where it's like actually overcoming it and like doing that is the bravest thing, you know? And sometimes you feel kind of like an idiot for being scared of something, where you're like, well, this isn't scary. Like, everyone else can do this all the time, but why am I so scared? But it's braver of you to be scared and to overcome. So I feel like, don't be hard on yourself about what you're scared of. I think we need to feel fear. It's a necessary emotion. Oh, interesting. Fear is inhibiting, but journaling has helped me to feel more in control and respond to my fear better. That's really helpful. Someone said, it's stupid, but I was afraid to post what I wanted on Instagram, but at the end of the day, that's my life. I was scared of this too. Like, I always, so the thing is, I started this YouTube channel, but I didn't want to tell people about it. I was like, if you find it, you find it. But there were so many people where I was like, I do not want them to know. So obviously they follow me on Instagram because they're my, like, people I know in real life. So then that was all a bit like, I would just not post, like, if I posted a video, I would never like promote it on Instagram. I would never talk on Instagram, like ask for questions or anything, because I was like scared people would be like, what are you doing? Like, who do you think you are? And it's so funny, it's just so weird to look back on. And then I did that for genuinely like 2 years, and then last summer of second year, I like kind of got over that a bit, like when we were in lockdown and stuff. I was like, whatever, like, I'm just gonna do this, which is so funny. But like, I can imagine there were some people where I was like, I really, really don't want them to find these videos. And it just, it's not even like, if I think about it, it cringes me out. Like, I don't want to think of so and so watching the video, but if I just don't think about it, that's my coping mechanism with that. A quote that my mum always used to say, I think there's a book named this quote, and is feel the fear and do it anyway, which I think is a perfect kind of summary of fear. Like, feel the fear, like, don't like suppress your fear, don't try and like pretend you're not scared of it, but like feel that and like use that to do it anyway. And she would always say that about like things when I was diving, like, you can do the dive, like, if the coach has asked you to do it, they think you're able to do it and stuff. But I was always just like, it's funny because I'm scared to trust myself I think that was the issue, because like I'm not scared of like roller coasters and stuff like that. I would go on Ellie Road. Like I trust other people, but like I don't trust me. And she'd always say, feel the fear and do it anyway. And sometimes I think about that. Like, I think, I'm pretty sure there's a book named that, and we used to have it. I haven't read it. Maybe she has. But yeah, feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, fear is natural. Fear is good. Fear is healthy. Okay, someone said, in a way, fears can protect you, but in others, they can restrict you. Where is the line? Yeah, I think that's actually tough, because sometimes you're scared of something because you shouldn't do it. But sometimes you're scared of something and that means you should do it. And it's, yeah, I agree. It's kind of a difficult one to navigate. Like, you don't, or I don't ever want to, like, because I can think of a lot of things that I'm scared to do that I shouldn't do. Like, I'm scared to walk home alone at night, and I shouldn't do that, you know? So I think sometimes it's obvious, like that one, or sometimes it just doesn't, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, maybe you've got a friendship and you don't think they're right for you, and you're scared to kind of, like, move on and, like, end the friendship or whatever. Or maybe you have a friend and you're scared of thinking of life without them, you know, because they're such a good friend. And it's, like, only marginally different, but, like, the actions you should take are very different. So I agree, sometimes it's hard to draw the line. A lot of people talking about like your comfort zone and the idea of kind of like expanding your comfort zone, which is so interesting, because if I think back to like 2016, for example, my comfort zone was so much smaller than what it is now. And it's not, I guess it's not like your goal in life to have the biggest comfort zone ever, but to just to be comfortable like doing so many different things. And I think that can help even with fears that aren't direct. Like the more you go outside your comfort zone, the more you can do things you're scared of, even if it's a new fear that you have never confronted before. Like just that feeling, like that uncomfy feeling. I think, like, for example, me moving to Edinburgh and stuff, like I didn't know anybody here. And it's like far away enough that I can't just like go back whenever I want. I think that I wasn't really scared, but like overcoming and like doing that and like making it happen has made me more brave for like the future, even in fears that aren't that, you know, that phrase of like, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, kind of like that, where if I sometimes you have a fear and it's like, if I can do that, surely I can do anything. Like if I'm able to overcome that fear, then the sky's the limit. I feel like fear can either improve your focus because of adrenaline or just completely paralyze you. I think fears are a healthy boundary, but at some points they fence us in extremely. Normally they are helpful, but they can also be irrational and annoying. Push you outside your comfort zone. It's a sign of upcoming growth. Oh, sometimes they motivate me to achieve what I want to achieve. And then in brackets, my fear is failure. Do you know what I also think sometimes? This is not related at all. Do you ever like hear the one that you sent in on the podcast? Because like, I always think like, they probably won't listen to that episode, but I'm sure like someone somewhere has listened to the one where I've read their thing. And do you ever think like, oh my God, that's the one I sent in? Sometimes I send stuff into a podcast and like, I don't think they've ever, maybe one. I think I can think of one time maybe, but like, if it was to ever then be said on the podcast, I'd be like, oh my God, that's what I said. I sent that in. So if you're listening and I've read out something that you're saying, that's pretty cool. Oh, someone sent in a Taylor Swift quote. Unbelievable. They told me all my cages were mental, so I got wasted like all my potential. we don't deserve her. She's so good. But I love that quote, and that's really good for the episode. Without fear, our lives would be boring. There'd be no barriers to overcome. I kind of agree. I think that's my general take, is fear is needed. Fear is healthy, but fear is also unhealthy and like can stop you doing like the things that will make you happy. I think maybe that's my biggest fear, is the idea of like being 80, looking back and being like, I let fear get the best of me for my whole life. I didn't start the YouTube channel. I didn't move to the country I wanted to move to. I didn't go for the job. I didn't tell people what they meant to me. I was inhibited by fear the whole time. I think that genuinely is my biggest fear. And it's such a cliche, like, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Is that from Harry Potter? I think, yeah, big fears, big things. But yeah, I know that we're all very brave, and I kind of want to give you all a hug and just be like, you're brave, you can do whatever. Like, think about something this week that you're scared to do. Are you scared to tell your friend that they did something that upset you? Are you scared to go and ask your teacher for help? Are you scared to ask your mum if you can do something? Are you scared to, I don't know, start a YouTube channel, start a podcast, go for the job interview? You know, are you scared to move to a new country? Whatever it is, big or small, I feel like we've got this, you know? So I'm sending you a lot of love and a lot of courage and bravery, because I know that you have that in you. And I hope you have a great week. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll catch you next Monday. Bye bye.